This is Unit 25 of Speak and Read Eastern Arabic. Listen to this telephone call in which Mr. Brown wants to delay an appointment.
ألو،
مين عم يحكي؟
أنا مايكل براون.
أهلين مستر براون.
آسف ما بقدر اجتمع معك اليوم.
معلش، إمتى بتحب نجتمع؟
منيح بكرة الساعة 5؟
بالأوتيل؟
في مانع نجتمع بمطعم الكمال؟
لا، منيح كتير.
Listen to the conversation once more.
ألو؟
مين عم يحكي؟
أنا مايكل براون.
أهلين مستر براون.
آسف ما بقدر اجتمع معك اليوم.
معلش، إمتى بتحب نجتمع؟
منيح بكرة الساعة 5؟
بالأوتيل؟
في مانع نجتمع بمطعم الكمال؟
لا، منيح كتير.
Listen to this commonly used telephone phrase.
ألو؟ ألو؟
You may have guessed its origin. It came into Arabic through French and into French from English. Say hello to someone on the phone.
ألو؟ ألو؟
Usually, it is the caller who identifies himself or herself. If identification is not done immediately, the person on the other end would ask, "Who is speaking?" Listen and repeat.
مين عم بيحكي؟ مين عم بيحكي؟
All these words in this question should be familiar to you by now. Let's practice them individually. What's the word for who?
مين؟ مين؟
The second word is a combination of a marker indicating progressive action and the verb itself. Listen and repeat.
عم بيحكي. عم بيحكي.
Let's build it up from the end, part by part.
بيحكي. عم بيحكي.
How do you say, who's speaking?
مين عم بيحكي؟ مين عم بيحكي؟
Do you remember how to say he speaks English?
بيحكي إنجليزي. بيحكي إنجليزي.
How do you say I speak Arabic?
بحكي عربي. بحكي عربي.
Now say I speak Arabic a little.
بحكي عربي شوي. بحكي عربي شوي.
Ask a man or a woman, do you speak English?
بتحكي إنجليزي؟ بتحكي إنجليزي؟
Suppose you are calling someone named Nabil. Here's how you ask for that particular person. Listen.
ممكن احكي مع نبيل؟ ممكن احكي مع نبيل؟
The question starts with a word similar to could or may in English and is used for polite requests. What is it?
ممكن. ممكن.
We have seen the preposition with before, as in with him. Listen.
مع. مع.
The final sound in this preposition is produced deep in the throat. How do you say with?
مع. مع.
Now say, may I speak with Nabil?
ممكن احكي مع نبيل؟ ممكن احكي مع نبيل؟
Suppose you are on the phone and the person on the other end has not identified himself. How do you say, excuse me, with whom am I speaking?
عفوا، مع مين عم بحكي؟ عفوا، مع مين عم بحكي؟
Let's build this sentence up starting from the end.
بحكي. عم بحكي. مع مين عم بحكي؟ عفوا، مع مين عم بحكي؟
Suppose the person on the other end wants you to identify yourself. How do you say, I'm so-and-so, an American tourist?
أنا سالي مارتن، سائحة أمريكية. أنا سالي مارتن، سائحة أمريكية.
There is one new word in this sentence, the one for female tourist. Listen.
سائحة. سائحة.
If you are a woman, how do you say I'm a tourist?
أنا سائحة. أنا سائحة.
Now say, I'm an American female tourist.
أنا سائحة أميركية. أنا سائحة أميركية.
Here's the word for male tourist.
سائح. سائح.
How do you say, I'm an English tourist?
أنا سائح إنجليزي. أنا سائح إنجليزي.
If you are a woman, how do you say, I'm a Canadian tourist?
أنا سائحة كندية. أنا سائحة كندية.
In the conversation, Michael Brown was on the phone. How did he identify himself?
أنا مايكل براون. أنا مايكل براون.
If you are Michael Brown, how do you identify yourself?
أنا مايكل براون. أنا مايكل براون.
The woman on the other end greeted him saying, Hi, Mr. Brown. How do you say that in Arabic?
أهلين, Mr. Brown. أهلين, Mr. Brown.
Do you remember the word for I'm sorry said by a man?
آسف. آسف.
How does a woman say I'm sorry?
آسفة. آسفة.
In the dialogue, Mr. Brown expresses his regret for not being able to meet with the lady on that day. How does he say, I'm sorry, I can't meet with you today?
آسف. ما بقدر اجتمع معك اليوم. آسف. ما بقدر اجتمع معك اليوم.
Here's the word for can.
بقدر. بقدر.
And here's the word for I meet.
اجتمع. اجتمع.
How do you say to a woman, I can meet with you?
بقدر اجتمع معك. بقدر اجتمع معك.
Now say, I can't meet with you.
ما بقدر اجتمع معك. ما بقدر اجتمع معك.
How do you say to a woman, I'm sorry, I can't meet with you today?
آسف، ما بقدر اجتمع معك اليوم. آسف، ما بقدر اجتمع معك اليوم.
Suppose you won't be able to join someone for lunch. How do you say, I can't come to lunch?
ما بقدر اجي على الغدا. ما بقدر اجي على الغدا.
Listen to how to say, I can't come.
ما بقدر اجي. ما بقدر اجي.
This phrase is made up of two verbs, the first one of which has the be prefix, indicating present tense, and the second one is in its infinitive form, that is, with no be prefix. Here's how to say, he can't come.
ما بيقدر يجي. ما بيقدر يجي.
Apart from the initial B sound on the first verb, both start with a Y sound, indicating reference to a man. How do you say, he can't come?
ما بيقدر يجي. ما بيقدر يجي.
Here's how to say, she can't come.
ما بتقدر تجي. ما بتقدر تجي.
As you can see, neither verb changes form except for one sound denoting person. You may have guessed that it is the T sound that refers to a woman. Say again, she can't come.
ما بتقدر تجي. ما بتقدر تجي.
Here's how you ask a man, can't you come?
ما بتقدر تجي. ما بتقدر تجي.
How do you ask a woman, can't you come?
ما بتقدري تجي؟ ما بتقدري تجي؟
Note the E ending on the verb when a woman is being addressed. Ask a woman again, can't you come?
ما بتقدري تجي؟ ما بتقدري تجي؟
Here's how to say, we can't come.
ما بنقدر نجي. ما بنقدر نجي.
The pronoun we is expressed by the initial N sound. Say again, we can't come.
ما بنقدر نجي. ما بنقدر نجي.
Here's the infinitive form of the verb, we meet.
نجتمع. نجتمع.
How do you say we meet?
نجتمع. نجتمع.
Now say we can't meet.
ما بنقدر نجتمع. ما بنقدر نجتمع.
Say we can't meet today.
ما بنقدر نجتمع اليوم. ما بنقدر نجتمع اليوم.
Do you remember the word for you like addressed to a man?
بتحب. بتحب.
Say to a man, would you like to meet today?
بتحب نجتمع اليوم؟ بتحب نجتمع اليوم؟
Literally, you're saying, you like we meet today? Ask once more, would you like to meet today?
بتحب نجتمع اليوم؟ بتحب نجتمع اليوم؟
How do you say to a woman, you like?
بتحبي. بتحبي.
Ask her, would you like to meet, that is, meet together?
بتحبي نجتمع؟ بتحبي نجتمع؟
Ask a woman, when would you like to meet?
إمتى بتحبي نجتمع؟ إمتى بتحبي نجتمع؟
Here's a useful word which is widely used in and outside Greater Syria. It means that's all right or that's fine. Listen and repeat.
معليش. معليش.
How do you say that's all right?
معليش. معليش.
Suppose you are trying to reschedule an appointment with someone. He tells you that he can't come at 5. How does he say that?
ما بقدر اجي الساعة 5. ما بقدر اجي الساعة 5.
Say, I can't come at 5.
ما بقدر اجي الساعة 5. ما بقدر اجي الساعة 5.
How does a man say, I'm sorry, I can't come at 5?
آسف ما بقدر اجي الساعة 5. آسف ما بقدر اجي الساعة 5.
How does a woman say, I'm sorry, I can't come at 5?
آسفة ما بقدر اجي الساعة 5. آسفة ما بقدر اجي الساعة 5.
You may have noticed that it is the same sentence except that the word for sorry has the feminine a ending. Listen to sorry said by a woman.
Asfi. Asfi.
How does a man say sorry?
Asif. Asif.
Tell the man that's fine.
Malish. Malish.
Ask him, is 6 o'clock good?
ساعة ستة منيح. ساعة ستة منيح.
She has used the word for good or well. Say good again.
منيح. منيح.
He asks if they could meet after 6.
ممكن نجتمع بعد الستة؟ ممكن نجتمع بعد الستة؟
Here's the word for after, pronounced by itself.
بعد. بعد.
How do you say after?
بعد. بعد.
He has used the polite word for could or may. Listen to it by itself.
ممكن. ممكن.
Listen now to the whole request and repeat after him.
ممكن نجتمع بعد الستة؟ ممكن نجتمع بعد الستة؟
Note that he does not use the word for o'clock. He has used just the number. But note also that the number is pronounced with an elongated initial S sound. How do you say, could we meet after six?
ممكن نجتمع بعد الستة؟ ممكن نجتمع بعد الستة؟
Here's the word for before.
قبل. قبل.
How do you say before six? Remember to elongate the initial S sound in six.
قبل الستة. قبل الستة.
Now say, we may meet before six.
ممكن نجتمع قبل الستة. ممكن نجتمع قبل الستة.
The man wants to know where you would like to meet. Listen and repeat.
وين بتحبي نجتمع؟ وين بتحبي نجتمع؟
Remember, he's asking literally, where you like we meet. How does a man ask a woman, where would you like to meet?
وين بتحبي نجتمع؟ وين بتحبي نجتمع؟
The woman wants to know if it is all right with the man to meet at the Kemal restaurant. Here's how she says, Do you mind meeting at the Kemal restaurant?
في مانع نجتمع بمطعم الكمال؟ في مانع نجتمع بمطعم الكمال؟
The woman is literally asking, Is there an objection we meet at the Kemal restaurant? Here's the word for objection.
مانع. مانع.
How do you say objection?
مانع. مانع.
What's the word for there is?
في. في.
How do you ask, is there an objection or do you mind?
في مانع. في مانع.
How do you say we meet?
نجتمع. نجتمع.
How do you ask, do you mind if we meet or do you mind meeting?
في مانع نجتمع. في مانع نجتمع.
What's the word for restaurant?
مطعم. مطعم.
How do you say in a restaurant or at a restaurant? Remember the prefix B for in or at.
بمطعم. بمطعم.
Now say in the Kemal restaurant.
بمطعم الكمال. بمطعم الكمال.
Listen to the whole question.
في مانع نجتمع بمطعم الكمال؟ في مانع نجتمع بمطعم الكمال؟
Let's break it down and build it up again word by word, starting from the end.
الكمال. بمطعم الكمال. نجتمع بمطعم الكمال. مانع نجتمع بمطعم الكمال. في مانع نجتمع بمطعم الكمال؟
The man responds to this question by saying, No, that's very good. How does he say that?
لا، منيح كتير. لا منيح كتير.
How do you say good?
منيح. منيح.
Now say very good.
منيح كتير. منيح كتير.
How do you say, do you mind meeting at the hotel?
في مانع نجتمع بالأوتيل؟ في مانع نجتمع بالأوتيل؟
Imagine that you are sitting in a cafeteria and there's a Syrian couple sitting at the next table. They know you are a foreigner, but to break the ice and start a conversation, they ask you if you are a foreigner.
أنت أجنبي؟ أنت أجنبي؟
You answer yes in Arabic.
أيوة. أيوة.
They get interested and ask you whether you speak Arabic.
بتحكي عربي؟ بتحكي عربي؟
Say, yes, I speak Arabic a little.
أيوة، بحكي عربي شوي. أيوة، بحكي عربي شوي.
They get even more interested, and the lady asks you where you come from.
منين أنت؟ منين أنت؟
You tell her that you are from America.
أنا من أمريكا. أنا من أمريكا.
You ask the lady if she speaks English.
بتحكي إنجليزي؟ بتحكي إنجليزي؟
She says, yes, a little.
أيوة شوي. أيوة شوي.
At this point, she introduces her husband to you. How does she do that?
هذا زوجي. هذا زوجي.
Do you remember the word used for nice to meet you?
شرفنا. شرفنا.
You take out a family picture and point out your wife.
هي زوجتي. هي زوجتي.
Then you say, this is my son.
هذا ابني. هذا ابني.
How do you point out your daughter to them?
هي بنتي. هي بنتي.
Now you want to buy a sandwich, but you don't know the Arabic word for it. How do you ask them, what's sandwich in Arabic?
شو ساندويتش بالعربي؟ شو ساندويتش بالعربي؟
The lady gives you the Arabic equivalent.
ساندويشي. ساندويشي.
You recognize that it is an Arabized version of the English word. Say sandwich once more.
ساندويشي. ساندويشي.
Suppose you want to buy a bag of popcorn. Ask what popcorn is in Arabic.
شو popcorn بالعربي؟ شو popcorn بالعربي؟
The woman provides the Arabic name. Here it is.
بوشار. بوشار.
How do you say popcorn in Arabic?
بوشار. بوشار.
If you smoke, you may wish to find out whether smoking is allowed. Do you remember the word for allowed?
مسموح. مسموح.
What's the word for smoking?
التدخين. التدخين.
Note the elongated initial T sound. How do you say smoking?
التدخين. التدخين.
Now say, is smoking allowed?
التدخين مسموح. التدخين مسموح.
You may switch the words around and still retain the same meaning. Ask once more, is smoking allowed?
مسموح التدخين؟ مسموح التدخين؟
The woman may tell you, yes, it is allowed. How does she say that?
إيوة مسموح. إيوة مسموح.
Note that there are no words for it and is. She is actually saying, yes, allowed. How do you say, yes, it is allowed?
إيوة مسموح. إيوة مسموح.
Here's how she would say, no, it's not allowed. Listen and repeat.
لا مو مسموح. لا مو مسموح.
How does she say, no, it's not allowed?
لا مو مسموح. لا مو مسموح.
She may also say, no, it's prohibited. Do you remember the word for prohibited?
ممنوع ممنوع
How does the woman say no it's prohibited?
لا ممنوع لا ممنوع
Now the couple wants to find out if you liked Damascus. The woman asks you, did you like Damascus?
عجبتك الشام؟ عجبتك الشام؟
She has used a different word from the one you already know. Listen again.
عجبتك الشام؟ عجبتك الشام؟
This sentence literally means, did Damascus please you? Here's the verb, it pleased you, referring to a feminine thing and addressed to a man.
عجبتك. عجبتك.
The verb contains the uck ending used when addressing a man. This ending is also preceded by a T sound because reference is made to a feminine thing. How do you ask a man, did you like the ice cream? Or more literally, did the ice cream please you?
عجبتك البوظة؟ عجبتك البوظة؟
Now ask a woman, did you like the ice cream?
عجبتك البوظة؟ عجبتك البوظة؟
Have you noticed the ick ending? Ask her if she liked the sandwich.
عجبتك الساندويشي؟ عجبتك الساندويشي؟
Here's how to say I liked it. Remember that you're literally saying it pleased me.
عجبتني. عجبتني.
The ni ending is equivalent to the English word me. Say I liked it again.
عجبتني. عجبتني.
How do you say, yes, I liked it a lot?
إيوة, عجبتني كتير. إيوة, عجبتني كتير.
Ask a man, did you like the popcorn?
عجبك البوشار؟ عجبك البوشار؟
You may have noticed that there is something different. The T sound in the verb is missing. This sound is used only when reference is made to feminine nouns. And since the word for popcorn is masculine, the T sound is dropped. Ask again, did you like the popcorn?
عجبك البوشار؟ عجبك البوشار؟
Say, yes, I liked it.
إيوة عجبني. إيوة عجبني.
Now say, I liked the popcorn.
عجبني البوشار. عجبني البوشار.
You bid the couple goodbye and leave the place. Here's what you say.
خاطركم. خاطركم.
Earlier, we used another variation of this word when taking leave from a single person. Do you remember how to say goodbye to a man?
خاطرك خاطرك
And how do you say goodbye to a woman?
خاطرك خاطرك
But if you are saying goodbye to two or more persons, men or women, you should use this.
خاطركم خاطركم
How do you say goodbye to two or more people?
خاطركم خاطركم
You are now outside the cafeteria and you want to take a cab. The driver asks you, Where are you going?
وين رايح؟ وين رايح؟
Tell him you're going to the commercial bank.
رايح على المصرف التجاري. رايح على المصرف التجاري.
Say the commercial bank by itself.
المصرف التجاري. المصرف التجاري.
Now say to the commercial bank.
على المصرف التجاري. على المصرف التجاري.
How would the cab driver ask you where are you going if you are a woman?
وين رايحة؟ وين رايحة؟
Tell him you are going to the commercial bank.
رايحة على المصرف التجاري. رايحة على المصرف التجاري.
In Damascus, this bank has many branches and they are numbered. How do you say branch 5?
فرع خمسة. فرع خمسة.
Say branch 10.
فرع عشرة. فرع عشرة.
How do you say goodbye to a group of people?
خاطركم. خاطركم.
They would respond this way.
مع السلامة. مع السلامة.
And it's time to say goodbye to you. This is the end of Unit 25.